Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paul Hawksby
and Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Martin Kelner had an embarrassment of riches when it came to sport on TV.
So much sport. He's never watched so much.
Watched any.
That's true.
No, he was very good. You'll hear from him. We had a bit of a chat, covered some ground.
Yeah.
And then we headed down the West Country
to
speak to a man who has painted his house in club colours, which is not an issue if you're, a Tottenham fan or maybe even a Chelsea fan.
There was quite a lot of production interference during the interview, as you'll hear.
There was, it all went off. It was a bit of a West Country verbal off. So here it all is.
I'm getting a bit excited because
my
eldest boy and his wife are expecting our fourth grandchild this weekend.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, and I may not be here Monday. I may have to. We could be coerced into sort of child-minding duties.
Okay,
And including tomorrow, if the baby is born tomorrow morning, we have to take our granddaughter to Japanese sports day, or sports day at the Japanese nursery.
Wow.
Which I'm quite excited about. I don't know if there's going to be a sumo competition for dads. I might be all right in that.
You might be with that little derby you've got going there.
So I'm looking
throwing
forward to
chalk
that.
Up
no,
in the air.
It's very exciting.
So Japanese sports day. Have you been to it to watch it before?
No, because she's only been there about a year. I have no idea. It's very sweet, this nursery. It's very cute.
Yeah. So, I imagine it'll be quite ceremonial. The opening ceremony lasts longer than the actual sport. Imagine it'll go on for. There'll have to be a sort of tea ceremony. There'll be.
It won't be like the sports that I went to when my kids were growing up. In the dad's race, and I remember one bloke was ahead of this other guy. He was a copper. This bloke, quite a senior copper, and he was very competitive. He didn't like it, so he just brought him down. Rugby tackled him in the middle of the race. I mean, it was embarrassing.
You see people in the raw, don't you? I've mentioned before a dad whose daughter, he said she'd won the race. And the sports teacher said, no, I think young Emily just pipped her to the post. And he said, well, I did film it. So what do you mean? He said, I was on the finishing line filming it. So if you want to watch the video back, he said, no, you're right, it's only... They're five. It's the kids. Well, I've got it here. I've lined it up. I've lined it up if you want to read. He said, no, really, I don't. I don't think I should watch it, and I don't think you should ask me to watch it, really. They're five. She came second. Deal with it. Look, it's all, look, watch. No, I'm not watching it. And he followed him around, showing him the screen. It's people in the raw.
People don't like it.
If you want to share some of those with the class, today is Friday. You can bring in games. So if you've got the very worst of parents on a school sports day, as Andy's going to be at the Japanese one tomorrow. I can see you sparking an international incident if WOW suddenly doesn't win a race or in the old in the beanbag, right? You might kick off.
I know, it could be bad.
You may be banned. Okay, so let us know. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. Let us know this afternoon.
When I'm talking about family matters, when my kids come round to eat anything or anything, if my wife offers them something, they always check the sell-by dates.
Really?
Because she's very frugal. She never throws anything out.
Yeah.
So last night...
I'll never forget her fishing those eclairs out the bin when you threw them away. That was a corker, that was.
No, not good. And then, so last night she said to me, I said, we've run out of veggie, mate. She said, we've got one there. I looked at 2014.
2014,
I nearly bought it a birthday cake if I'd known. 5 years. Ridiculous.
Wonder what Toadie's plot line was then. Vegemite or Marmite?
I
Do you have to have that because you watch Neighbours?
Yes, I think that's because I'm such a Neighbours fan that I feel I'd be disloyal if I had Marmite.
Really?
So I go with the Vegemite.
Apparently, the Kiwis, to establish their identity, I've been in Windsor for a couple of days. I went there. Got some friends over from Australia and they'd never been. I'd never been to Windsor Castle. Sensational, if you get the chance. It did strike me. It must be weird living. It's a really nice place. But it must be weird living in a town where it's full of tourists every day. I mean, not just seasonally. It's not like you live in Cheltenham or you live in Ascot and you get a week of it, or Wembley, imagine being in a place that's full of tourists every day. I don't know if it gets on your nerves or not. I suppose if you've got a business, you're absolutely delighted.
We get a lot of visitors here coming looking through the new studios. But
our Aussie mate was telling us that sometimes to establish their identity, that the Kiwis won't have Vegemite, they'll have Marmite.
Oh, really?
They'll have Marmite and say, we're not you, this is us.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
And I was sitting outside a pub having a drink, and it was kind of near the... It makes it sound lovely. Near the loos, the kind of pub toilet was... The window was open, and I was just kind of chatting to our friends outside. And this fella came out, and he looked and he said, Paul Hawksby, he said, I thought someone had the radio on.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
He said, I could hear this voice, and I thought, why is he
doing the show with an Australian?
I thought you'd been sacked from what happened to the Japanese... So that was a bit of a weird one. But sorry, mate, the radio on.
That's nice. His regards. Well, I like that. That's really good.
Now, he'd washed his hand. It wasn't a Gary Player moment for the two of us.
People do get upset about sport and about competitions. And you see this wrong answer saga at Mastermind.
Which
made the front pages this week, today, rather. I mean, it actually made no difference because the woman would have won anyway.
Right.
Because she would have won on less passes.
Yeah.
So, but it didn't stop the Twitter pile-in. Honestly, I bet several unconnected Judith Lewis's, the woman who won it, I bet they all got hammered on Twitter. It's not me, said Judith Lewis. It's incredible, really. I mean, it was absolutely... It says angry quiz fans. Are there such a thing? And viewers laid into host...
Apparently so.
Viewers laid into host John Humphreys. I mean, for goodness sake, leave the...
John's not slept. Poor fella.
Poor fella. Anyway, it happens, these things.
Wasn't it a difference between a gerbil and was it a
gerbil and a gerboa?
A gerboa. Yeah.
Something like that.
Would you know the difference if you saw one?
Not really.
No, probably not.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Now, Racing TV have teamed up with TalkSport to give away an iPad and a year's subscription to Racing TV so you don't miss any of the horse racing action. Head over to TalkSport. Horse racing action. Not easy, is it?
Head over to talkSport.com/competitions
doesn't really help me.
Tricky, really.
Yeah, quite moist of mouth to get through this.
It's lucky Peter Moores isn't ringing this out.
And the Celeste Patterson job. Find out more about subscribing to the home of British and Irish. Iris. See, you've got me on there. I've lost it now. British and Irish racing. Irish racing. The producer's done this as some kind of exercise.
Yeah, it is. It's one they use in broadcast schools to test people out.
As well as how to get yourself one of 1,000 free one-month Racing TV subscriptions. Whoever wrote that didn't read it back.
Well done to get through it.
Just to get through it. Now, anyway, while I was in Windsor the other day, Andy, meeting our friends, we saw the carriage, in the Windsor Great Park, the royals, they leave from there, they promenade, obviously. But it was a bit wet, so they had the covers on.
Yeah.
So we didn't see any of the royals, but we did saw the coaches kind of heading in and out. But you can imagine it was kind of tourism central. But it was good to watch them. Although we didn't actually see them, they were undercover.
Well, Rupert says they're not very comfortable to travel in. I don't know how you'd know that.
What's that? Those carriages. Rupert Bell joins us later on. Yeah. He strikes me as the sort of man that's... You've been for a ride in a carriage. I think we all have, haven't you?
He recognised one of his mates. He was commenting. He said, the Majesty is arriving. He was in the other day. And he went, there's my friend, Lord Moy of Fermoy of Fermanagh or something.
Lord Moy of Fermoy of Fermanagh?
Lord David Moyes. Somebody like that.
Okay, we'll ask him about Lord Foy of Fermoy of Fermanagh.
He'll know who it was. Lord Fermoy.
Okay.
Apparently somebody says...
He's not Fermoy.
What?
Not for me.
No, not for me either. But anyway, I can't see the Queen. Where is she? Is she not in the parade?
I don't know if she's there today. She does the full 4 days, does she?
Well, it's 5 days now. Five. It always used to be Ascot Heath on the fifth day, but it's now they've changed it.
Incredibly well. You know, your 90-odd-year-old nan lasting the pace of this for...
it's tremendous.
It takes a lot out of you, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, well, it does. You know, perhaps she's watching the cricket.
No, it's probably true. The producer, she's probably not in the Guinness tent with Alan. That would take it out, but she'd never make the 5 days there.
Don't think they have a Guinness tent at Ascot.
They really probably don't, no.
Now, talking of racing, it was the Shetland Pony Grand National.
Yeah.
Apparently the race was poor and the prize money was £25.
Is that?
Get it?
Oh, I'm with you. Yeah. Pony.
Now, today's recipients of life bans from men's football for overpraising women's football and comparing it to men's football go to Paul Kay of Leeds for this one.
Yeah.
And Paul Williamson. I hope, but this is Paul Kay's, I hope pampered Premier League footballers are watching the Women's World Cup. No diving, shirt pulling, swearing at the ref or feigning injury. No 300 grand a week wages either. Fine, okay, but that's no men's football for you. Women's football only.
Unenforceable.
No, it's fine. And Paul Williamson, it seems that when image, money and sponsorship don't matter so much, people give more effort. Our Lionesses in the Women's World Cup did their country proud once again with their 2-0 win over Japan, yet they'll get nowhere near the credit they deserve. Well, they've had full credit from everybody I can see, especially here on TalkSport.
Who are these people slagging them off?
Who are they? And who are you comparing them to? Are you comparing them to the men's team who got to the semi-final last year and then women haven't got that far yet? Stop comparing it! Honestly, what is it? Stop publishing these letters.
Watching a man shouting at a letter in a newspaper.
It just annoys me. It's always so tedious. Yeah. How many times have people said that same thing? Stop publishing. You know there are people out there who think that that's what they think about women's football. Fine, let them get on with it.
Yeah.
It drives me mad. Sorry. And... there you go. Yeah. Punter Deborah Day, 67, came to Royal Ascot yesterday dressed in a show-stopping Pegasus-themed outfit. She basically had a sort of donkey on her head. It was quite an odd outfit.
Donkey on her head.
There used to be a woman called Mrs. Gertrude Schiller.
Oh, yeah, of course. Do you remember her? People of a certain age might be.
That's right.
Her son's a
he was a milliner, wasn't he?
He's
James Milliner.
James Milliner, yeah.
That's right. And he used to get his mother to model all these amazingly outlandish creations. And, of course, the newspapers loved her. She'd always be a feature of the coverage. But lots of people were there yesterday. Tele presenter Jenny Faulkner, 43, wore a light blue outfit. She said, "It's nice to be able to do something a bit different." What, light blue outfit? It's not black and white polka dots, is it?
Yeah.
What a strange thing to say about your outfit.
You're having to pop her now, right?
No one's safe. Strange
is she allowed to watch racing again or not?
No, never.
Okay.
Great shot of a hippo from a Russian circus.
Well, not an ascot, surely.
No, catching a ball in its mouth. It reminded me of Moose at Chelsea waiting for his dinner at half time. Incredible.
So
this woman. Do you recognise this woman?
Well, this is radio, Andy. I know, so you're going to have to explain what you're talking
about. She wears a very elaborate pink outfit, but she's always at Cheltenham.
Oh, yeah. She's very striking. I guess she's a model. Don't you think she looks like a model?
I think so, but I think I don't know how much she loves racing, but she always manages to make the papers because she wears such an eye-catching
outfit. I've not seen her queuing at the tote, put it that way.
And
at the end of the day.
I haven't seen
her. Doesn't go off course.
She's off course.
Yeah.
She's definitely off course. And then there was a Labrador at Ascot yesterday wearing a top hat.
A top hat. It's a good look. So I'm going to get one for my dog.
Your dog would look good.
Although she's so she might have to wear a little fascinator as opposed to a top
one
hat.
Thing we haven't had on the Women's World Cup so far until this morning were what I was expecting, really, what I call in the Daily Star the vortex, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And here's one.
Maybe we've moved on from that even in the
start. Think we have, really. Good to see the Women's World Cup on TV. Attractive in more ways than... Wait, sorry.
Pardon?
Attractive.
You get a bit carried away, aren't
attractive
you?
Attractive in more ways than one.
Okay.
Why not have a Match of the Day Ladies' Day with Gabby Logan and Stoney Casey, whoever she might be. Says George and Jeffrey, yeah.
Obviously, no one in the subs department on letters knew that's the yeah.
Exactly. And I'm not that fussed about Ascot, but Charlotte Hawkins looked fantastic.
Yeah.
If all the Glaswegian girls look like Ravishing Ray in Wednesday's Star, I'm off to Scotland Sharpage.
Sharpage. You are struggling to read out loud.
I can't read out loud.
Who am I to talk after my last effort?
If ability to read out loud counted...
Yeah,
we'd never
be
working
in the madhouse, wouldn't we? Although it does, doesn't it? Effectively.
Well, it doesn't really.
Don't say that.
Alan's
draw attention to it.
Managed to keep a career going.
Manning. Oh, yeah, talking to which, there's a corker in the clips. Stay tuned, allowing us to go back to an old favourite. Now, you're a bit of a fashionista, and you're quite cutting edge, aren't you? And do you own an umbrella?
Of course I do.
But it is a bit of a bind, isn't it? You've got to carry it around.
Well, I quite like those little ones that fit in your, you know...
Where do they fit?
Well, your rucksack or, you know...
Okay. You've got to carry a rucksack, though, haven't you? Well, that was a rucksack. That was an umbrella rucksack. But now, the new fashion cutting-edge trend is a vinyl boater. You wear basically
a vinyl
boater.
Vinyl boater. You
should see my man Lionel Boater. But no, they're expensive. Chanel do one, costs £1,000 for a vinyl boater to stay dry. The PVC and gross grain style. Anyway, Gross.
Grosjean.
No, like they're right. Grosjean. How are we pronouncing that?
Grosjean.
Okay, you sound like Alan.
Oh, oui.
when he has David Ginner on. David, you like the old vinyl Grosjean?
Do they have wasps in France, David?
Yeah, do they have hats in France, David? But anyway, £1,000 they cost.
I shan't be buying one.
Prada do one. Prada do a PVC couture carrier bag. That costs £710. Can I do a hat?
Okay.
Kanye West's Yeezy brand, they got £1,000 for a pair of acetate boots. So there's all the things I'm buying you for Christmas.
Okay.
But no, the hat, look at it, it's like an umbrella hat. It's like a...
Well, that's quite handy, actually. Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Now, yesterday was the Carabao Cup draw in Morrison's Supermarket.
Of course it was, yeah.
And our own
The magic of Morrison's Supermarket.
Very much so. Our own Ray Parler was there, and the reaction to Ray was quite different from two different people who were quoted in the Sun this morning. Mm. One local gooner, Tyrell Fearon, couldn't believe his luck after popping in on his way home to pick up a fizzy drink. He was so excited to see Ray. He said, I said to Ray Parler, I'm a big Arsenal fan, but we're not doing so great at the moment. But he said, keep the faith and things will get better. So he was sort of very impressed. Although long-suffering QPR fan Jim Knight was less impressed, 89. He said, Ray Parler's yesterday's man. This is all a bit silly.
Yeah. I think the trouble is Aubameyang's a tougher booking. He's hard to get to a branch of Morrison's to do a draw.
Terreira. Yeah. He wouldn't go. I mean, he's not happy. Happy with English supermarkets.
He could take you out in aisle three, couldn't he? Two-footed tackling. Jack, I don't want to send Xhaka there.
No.
Stop kicking the manager.
I don't know who would have impressed Jim Knight, 89 QPR fan. I suppose
89, probably I don't
Stan
know.
Stan Bowles or something.
Yeah, George Graham, somebody knows.
Oh yeah, well, he's possibly a QPR fan. Oh, okay. He'd want somebody.
QPR and Arsenal. Frank McClintock
would have.
Man with two £1,000.
They missed
on.
Out there.
Yeah, they did.
Carabao, they should have booked him.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Finding your perfect home was hard. But thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
A couple of lines in The Sun today said this. Football fan Tony Stoneman, 64, painted the outside of his house in the green of his beloved local side, Plymouth. And I thought, well, so what, really? Because, you know, Plymouth, it's a dark green shirt, quite subdued. But yeah. I think he's gone for the colour of an earlier vintage.
I quite like it.
Yeah, so I did take to Plymouth Live, the local news outlet. And, yeah, it's more of a mint green. It's the inside of a Fry's Peppermint Delight, whatever it's called.
Whatever it's called. Though Tony's trousers do match the house.
They do. Hmm. Matching house and trousers. He's all house and trousers. Let's find out. Good afternoon, Tony.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Well, I like it. What are the neighbours been understanding?
It's been a bit of a mixed bag, really. Thinks it stands out like a sore thumb, whereas others know that I'm an Argyle fan and accept it for what it is, really.
So after 50 years of fandom, what made you think, right, well, I'm going to get down home base and get some light green paint? I mean, what was the catalyst for doing it now?
Well, it was a bit strange, really. I tried to paint the house every 5 years, and it was previously like a horrible yellow. And the previous time I painted, I thought, right, I'll do something different. Got the paint. When it dried, it was exactly the same. So this time I thought, right, I'm going definitely different. I'd gone down to one of the local stores, and they had something where you could match your shirt. So I thought, right, that's it. It's Argyle.
Good idea. Horrible yellow, of course, that's Torquay. United. No wonder you didn't like that
The producer's
colour.
Torquay.
Yeah. Your shirt that you're wearing in the photo, though, is that's a real traditional Plymouth shirt, isn't it, with the white sleeves. That looks great.
Well, this is the new shirt for new season coming up.
Oh, they've gone a bit retro. It looks good.
Yeah.
Our Torquay supporting producers have been chatting in my ear. Don't forget, they went down last season. He's rubbing it in. So
but they're still lower than we are.
Well, that is true. They're still lower. You're getting a shrug of the shoulders.
You want to take Gary Johnson? He'll boost your team.
Yeah. Well, they've got a new manager.
We've got a proper manager. Yeah.
Who's your manager now?
Ryan Lowe.
Ryan Lowe's just gone in, isn't he? I just wondered if it was kind of angst that made you paint the house green. Defiance, having been relegated. It was nothing to do with that.
No, the house was painted in 2016.
Oh.
So, it's been around for a while. And
why has it only just made the papers then, Tony? It seems a bit of a slow burner.
I think it was something to do with Plymouth Live, and they were asking questions about painted houses in and around Plymouth, and one of my daughters very kindly sent a photo in of my house, and as a result then the local paper, the Herald, decided to do an interview which is linked to Plymouth Live, and obviously this has all happened.
The colour of the house, say, a brighter green than the current shirt, so that was the one that was the shade of green they wore in the 60s, is this right?
Well, I had the traditional shirt on at the time for the 60s, which was a green shirt with the band around the centre.
Yeah.
The home shirt was white with the band, and the away shirt was green. And obviously, the shirt, like me, is a bit old, so it had faded a bit. And that was the colour match. But
okay. In the 50 years of following Plymouth, what's your high point? What's the best moment?
Oh, I think for me it was definitely going to Wembley to watch Argyle play Darlington in the playoffs, and seeing the win, because it's not very often Argyle's likely to get there.
Yeah.
Good point.
So did you take a lot that day? Plymouth Argyle fans, big good turnout at Wembley?
About 30,000 from memory.
That is it's pretty good.
Honestly, it's very difficult to conduct this interview with the Torquay supporter in your ear going, well, we've been at Wembley five times.
Undermining it all, chipping away.
Honestly, it's ludicrous.
They're worried about you, though, clearly worried about you, especially as you're getting closer.
How do you feel about Exeter? Do you feel the way he does?
I didn't even know there was a team in Exeter.
Brilliant. It's great, isn't it?
Good answer.
The old West Country rivalry. Favourite player then, Tony?
I don't really have a favourite. I think I was impressed with Ruben Lamiras last season. Very skillful player. And I'm hoping, obviously, he re-signs. But as a true green, it's just a question of going out supporting the team.
Whoever puts the shirt on, basically.
Absolutely, as long as they put the effort in, they'll get my support.
Tommy Tynan, would he be on your list? He'd be on your list. He must be, I'm
sure. Oh, definitely, yeah. Great goal scorer. And I go to the Argyle Fan Fest prior to the match, and they always bring back a legend in to do like a 15-minute slot, and Tommy Tynan's been one of the ones that's come back for that.
Good stuff. Sure. Now, finally, Neymar has just said he's not going to play for PSG again. Would you be interested? Because we're going to speak to someone who knows him, French football expert.
We can arrange the finance of it.
Would you?
That'd be They'll probably let them go to Torquay. They're in a greater need than we are.
Yeah. Into West Country rivalry. All the best, Tony. Good to talk
Thanks
to you.
Very
Thank
much.
You very much. There we are. Tony.
How good would it be if Neymar played in the National League? Yeah. It'd be so funny.
But I love the fact that the attention to detail was such that he matched the paint with a faded shirt. Surely he could have gone and found a colour match of what the shirt looked like in the
original. Yeah.
Just because it's been washed 50 times doesn't mean it's the same colour. It's authentically the colour of the shirt after 50 washes with a red sock.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So he's not interested. Plymouth, well, that'll be on. That'll be on Plymouth Live later. Plymouth fans say no to Neymar.
Have you seen he's got green, with that? The chimney's green and white. That's pretty neat, actually. Yeah. And
would you do that? Paint your place blue?
Well, not really, because I live in a block of flat.
Bob and Arbro's
quite a problem.
Bob and Arbro's got a busy couple of weeks. Yeah. Bob's just told us that he's listening to Tony and he's inspired, and he's going to paint his house the same colour as his favourite rugby team. He said, "I'm a Harley Quinn's fan." Well done, Bob. Top work.
Well done, Bob.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Cricket World Cup, one of the many live sporting events on our screens at the moment. I'm sure it may get a mention in passing. There's so much to talk about from Martin Kelner with the week of sport on TV.
Indeed, well, absolute loads of sport on TV this week, and obviously I've watched very little of it. however, I watched quite a bit of Royal Ascot.
Oh, yeah.
The Royal Ascot always irritates me because it's so sort of reverential.
And you I know class it, warrior, you.
Yeah, well, there you go. As I said, funny, we were talking to Mick Artistic in his thing at the Brudenell Social Club in Leeds. At one point, I was thinking of getting up and saying, anybody here not support Jeremy Corbyn? And you would have found no response whatsoever.
Right, okay,
you know? So that's a sort of class warrior.
Whereas at Ascot, you might get a different response.
Whereas at Ascot, you probably would get a different response. You're absolutely right. But, yeah, so you know there's going to be that hour at the start of the day where it's the Queen's Parade and all that, and they have Mark, the guy from Lorraine, talking about the fashions. Probably doesn't mean much to you. I'm a daytime television watcher, as you know. We've covered that. And if you're going to have a whole slab, if you're going to cancel Tipping Point and The Chase, it's got to be something great, you know, because for those of us who are semi-retired, sitting at home watching the telly, you know, those are staples.
Yeah, of course. But you do like your racing, Martin.
I do like my racing, but Royal Ascot sort of just passes me by a wee bit. You know, I do. There's all that. And then they go on about the catering forever and ever. Ed Chamberlain, I know he's a mate of yours, but I particularly, wherever it is, whether it's on Channel 4 or when it was on the BBC, it did sort of irritate me from a sort of class point of view. But Ed Chamberlain, I find about the most allegiance of all of them. He's just too reverential. All week they're plugging this feature that Bruff Scott did about the Queen, and Ed says, it'd be nice if the Queen had a couple of winners. I thought, well, it'd be nice if some unemployed guy in Rotherham had a couple of winners, you know, quite frankly.
But he's not promenading down the centre of the course, is he? Maybe he could be.
What will he be wearing tomorrow?
Ed will be from Rotherham.
From Rotherham, what's he going to be wearing tomorrow? I'll have a bet on it.
Yeah. Probably his
why not?
Vest and a pair of tracksuit bombs.
Good one. I'm saying the colour fawn I'm going for here. But, you know, Tuesday it was chucking it down at Ascot, so I thought, well, I watched that. I like to see people getting their hats wet. And Ed's going on about, oh, there's plenty of cover here. I don't see why he has to be a cheerleader for the sport all the time. You know, what a great sport it is. This is so great. It's so great all the time.
I think he loves it.
He does love it.
It's not an affectation. He loves the sport.
It is not an affectation. I'm not saying for 1 minute it is an affectation. Yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is that for the audience who are missing Tipping Point.
So I think you've got skin in the game here, Mark.
Yes, I have. He just overdoes it a bit. And then they go on about the catering. Yeah. And he says, this is the place. You know, there's all these shots of the various cafes and things, or restaurants, I ought to say. He says, afternoon tea there. It's like a meal in itself these days. I thought, what do you mean these days?
It's 48 quid, I should tell you.
Yes, it's like a meal in itself. We all know what afternoon tea is, Ed. It's like a multi-story tray with little sandwiches with the crust cut off, then it's scones, and then some fancy cakes, you know, like Mr. Kipling's cakes at the top. So we know what it is. We don't need a commentary on that. And then he goes to another restaurant and he says, this is the one I like. He says, a plate of smoked salmon and a glass of fizz or whatever.
Yeah.
Highly recommended. Who would have thought of that? Smoked salmon and fizz at the races.
He's just bringing you a bit of a flavour of the event, Martin. If you are in Rotherham in your underpants, you get a feel for what's going on.
Yeah, well, there you go. And they had sea bass and king prawns in one of them. That's
oh, wow. Very nice. Yeah.
Very, very nice.
You just opened a tin of sardines, hadn't you?
Yeah, precisely. Yeah. I was there eating them out of the tin at home.
Oh,
shocking. Back in losers. So maybe, as you say, I have a bit of skin in the game there.
Yeah, yeah.
I also watched the Muhammad Ali documentary.
No, I've not watched it. I've heard it's very good.
It's fantastic.
Mm, yeah.
I would put that immediately into my top 10 Muhammad Ali documentaries because there are a lot.
Well, when Asif Kapadia was here, the Oscar winning
director, he just did Amy was a great one as well.
He said he'd heard very good things about it. It was on that night, so I'm yet to watch it, but I've heard very good things.
It's fantastic. Mm. Really, really good.
Because you often think, well, what more is there?
I feel I know everything there is.
How can anybody come at this with a fresh pair of eyes? But apparently, the makers of this have made it very interesting.
And there's bits of chat. You know, I like old bits of chat shows. Mm. Dick Cavett, I like Dick Cavett. He did a lot of interviews with Woody Allen, and he was sort of like, whereas Carson and Sullivan were the sort of old school, Dick Cavett was the sort of like the new school in the 60s.
Well, Michael
and the
Parkinson
70s.
Went over to do a kind of, they did a double hander, didn't they? Dick Cavett and Parky with Muhammad Ali.
There's lots of clips of that and lots of clips of... There were lots of clips I hadn't seen. He went to Pennsylvania to do his training, you know, out in the woods and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And there were lot. And Dick Cavett went out there to spend some time with him, and that was great. And also, you sort of found new sympathy for some of the people that he really traduced, you know, people like Ernie Terrell, who... Shortly after he changed his name from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali, and you often forget that for probably, you know, because I was around at the time, but for a few years after he changed his name, people were still calling him Cassius Clay.
Mm-hmm.
And Ernie Terrell was one of those that was calling him Cassius Clay. And I don't think he was calling it as an insult, but, and of course, that was the title of the title of the documentary, and What's My Name?
What's My Name, yeah.
And...
was it Ali at his least attractive?
Ali at his, totally at his least attractive there. And obviously, some of the people he was... And what we now know about Ali, that he wasn't the saint that he was often painted to
be. And the documentary shows that. He was terrible to Joe Frazee as well.
He was. He was awful to Joe Frazee. So, he was a flawed human being, and I think that all came over very well.
It's a two-parter, isn't it, Martin?
It's two-parter. I've watched the halfway through the second part. I watched the first part.
Check
was on
it out.
Last week.
Sounds good.
I wasn't here to talk about
no,
it.
No, certainly
week.
Not. No.
But I thought that was great. And also, we know about Gorgeous George, the wrestler, who he got his whole act from, that was all covered. So it was all that was in the first one, but that was great stuff.
That's it was on Sky, wasn't it? So it'll be on the
it was on Sky Atlantic.
Sky Atlantic. So that'll be on the
you
player.
Can find that.
Yeah, you'll
that's,
find it. Yeah,
it's not a problem. Also watched I've watched a fair bit of the Women's World Cup.
Yeah.
Which very skillful, I think. You know,
enjoyable.
It's very enjoyable. I don't know whether you've been covering it much here.
Oh yeah, yeah, watching, yeah, 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 a lot of stuff on it. Yeah. I watched all the England games.
Yeah. No, I thought that was really good. I also watched a programme. On BBC, it was a Monday night, 7:30. You think it looked like a local programme. It looked like one of these Inside Out things. It was called Punjab United.
We spoke to the kind of manager of the team on Monday before the show went out. Again, I've not had the chance to watch it.
Yeah, no, it's quite good. It's not brilliant. It's not earth-shattering, but it's okay. And but what I did like is people in Gravesend, which is where the team's based, Punjab United... I wouldn't put it out as the sort of PR thing for Gravesend.
Really?
It starts off, Gravesend, once a thriving port town, and you think, whenever they say about a town, once a thriving, you know, is it still thriving at Gravesend? Yeah. You suspect not. But that was a decent programme. It showed how football brings communities together and all that. And it was
okay,
a good story.
Check that again. That'll be available on the old BBC
iPlayer. That'll be available on the
iPlayer. We're nearly out of time. Did you have anything brief for us, or have you exhausted?
Maradona, go and see the movie.
Yeah, we have.
Have you seen the movie?
We've seen
fantastic.
Fantastic, isn't
brilliant,
it?
Brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah,
and it gives the whole atmosphere of Naples. The way it's shot and everything, and the pace at which it moves, it shows you what a mashugi time it was in Naples.
It certainly was. And if you can see it on a big screen, it's worth it, isn't
it?
Because it is quite a claustrophobic movie. So go and sort of
definitely see it.
On a big screen where it's big and noisy.
Fantastic.
Unless you've got a massive telly, of course you don't need to do that.
Yeah, yes, one of those people at Ascot. If you smoke salmon, you've got a massive telly.
So, but Martin, you on overnight?
I'm on overnight. Yeah, sadly, 1 a.m. prime time in Ho Chi Minh City.
On talk radio overnight on the app and of course on DAB.
All over the place.
And will we see you next week?
Yeah, hopefully.
Brilliant. That'll be fantastic. We never know. No,
unless I've been chopped, you never know. Unless Ed Chamberlain gets in touch.
Ed will understand. We stood his call, he'll know
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We return on Monday. Thanks for downloading us. Don't forget the Clips of the Week podcast is also available to download.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.